Resource planning. Resource planning, also called resource requirements planning, is capacity planning over the longest time frame. Resource planning results in a resource plan, which identifies the resources needed to meet production priorities 1, 2, or even 5 years into the future. The highest level of inputs are the strategic and business plans and their long-range demand forecasts, information that is used to plan long-term capital investments. This part of the resource plan is a long-range assessment of capacity requirements at an aggregate level. Another key input is the production plan, an outcome of sales and operations planning, which provides demand information for up to 18 months out or so. The resources that are needed, including plant, labor, and equipment, must be identified and acquired to create enough supply to match projected demand. Resource planning might identify the number of labor hours required quarterly to meet operations goals. If those goals seem impossible to meet with realistic capacity projections, plans may have to be altered. If organizations don't already have the resources in the network to meet demand at this aggregate level, then they must make decisions about modifying capacity, modifying the production plan, or managing demand differently. For the longer end of long-term capacity requirements, resource planning may involve generating business cases for capital expenditures such as infrastructure improvements, winning approval for them at the executive level, and producing project plans and performing project management to build or acquire the resources needed for long-term strategic business development. It can also involve strategic hiring and workforce training. Exhibit 4-15 shows the part that capacity planning plays in relationship to resource planning, which interacts with the production plan from SNOP. Exhibit 4-15. Capacity planning at level of resource plan. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a resource profile as the standard hours of load placed on a resource by time period. Production lead time data are taken into account to provide time phase projections of the capacity requirements for individual production facilities. Standard costing is a common tool used in capacity analysis because it enables estimating how much load is created by the demand for a given number of units of each family. Standard hours may be the cost driver for some operations. For example, assume that manufacturing an average laptop requires 0.75 standard hours of assembly time. If the production plan for the period calls for 100,000 units, then there is a planned load of 75,000 standard hours of assembly time. This load is then compared to the available capacity over the same period. A resource profile can also use measures specific to a given operation, such as standard milliliters of a chemical, standard hours of drying time, or standard kilograms of raw material. Capacity strategies. If an organization decides to increase capacity to match expected growth and demand, it can decide on the best strategy to stage the investments. For example, it may be necessary to build a new facility to accommodate types of work the organization isn't doing for current projects, or to purchase expensive equipment. When the organization does so, it will develop excess capacity and there will be a lag before demand catches up. Organizations might instead decide that they have the basic capacity they need, but some upgrades will be required. In that case, they may be able to stage the upgrades to match expected growth and demand, either staying a little ahead, leading, a little behind, lagging, or a little of each, so that demand and supply average out as capacity is increased in stages to reach a future goal. Exhibit 4-16 shows four ways to stage growth and capacity. One-step lead strategy, expanding all at once ahead of demand. Stepwise lead strategy, expanding in steps ahead of demand. Stepwise lag strategy, expanding in steps behind demand to catch up, in other words. Stepwise overlapping strategy, expanding in steps that are sometimes ahead of and sometimes behind forecast demand. Exhibit 4-16. Four ways to stage capacity growth. No matter which strategy is employed to stage growth and capacity, they will all ultimately involve some form of resource management. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines resource management as follows. 1. The planning and validation of all organizational resources. 2. The effective identification, planning, scheduling, execution, and control of all organizational resources to produce a good or service that provides customer satisfaction and supports the organization's competitive edge and ultimately its organizational goals. 3. An emerging field of study emphasizing the systems perspective, encompassing both the product and process life cycles, and focusing on the integration of organizational resources toward the effective realization of organizational goals.